Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. L.D. Barker as we talk about the Veterinary Feed Directive in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, it's the Superior Livestock Tallgrass Video Auction coming up this Friday, June 24th. It'll be live from the Lyon County Fairgrounds in Emporia, Kansas, and seen live on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts 8 a.m. Central Time, featuring yearlings from the Flint Hills and from the Osage. For information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
John Deere, born to work, built to perform. At P&K Equipment, we tend to agree. The full line of 5E Series utility tractors are full of grit, loaded with options, and ready to work. Moving, mowing, baling, and feeding, they're in it for the long haul. And when you buy a 45 to 75 horsepower four-wheel drive 5E tractor and loader at P&K, we'll throw in a free rotary cutter plus 0% financing. Because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 8/2/16. Subject to approved credit with John Deere Financial. Offer includes a $1,500 implement bonus. Implements must be John Deere or Frontier branded. Residency and other restrictions apply. See P&K for complete details.
At the age of 75, he's still active and one of the leading veterinarians in this part of the country, working with large animal vets from all across the United States on cutting edge technology important to the beef cattle business. And one of the things he's right on top of right now is what's ahead for beef cattle producers as they face the Veterinary Feed Directive implementation on the 1st of January of 2017. About 6 months away now, had the opportunity to talk with him at the Noble Foundation seminar on this subject this last week.
You were explaining to producers here today at Noble that really this is not just a producer that can walk in off the street and get a VFD from a veterinarian, from your clinic, for example. You've got to develop a relationship with them.
Yes, sir. That's very true, that we need to know about their operation. Whether it's at the clinic or at their site or their facility, we've got to know that and have the ability to go there and understand their whole program, their ins and outs of it, and what's happening there to help them. And I think this mandate kind of brings around a method that we can work together for their economic advantage as well. And our job is to enhance health and reduce costs. That's our whole goal as veterinarians, is to reach out and do that.
I would think that as you establish that relationship, that client relationship, that gives you an opportunity to effect some savings for the producer at the end of the day.
Oh, yes, sir. When we can do that and we reduce the disease incident, reduce stress, and enhance things to happen, better nutrition, working with nutritionists, working with the producer and other people that's in the industry, that we can create a better environment for those cattle. If they ever get sick and they live through it, they'll never perform or never grade what their potential was.
So at the end of the day, is this VFD, the FDA-mandated program, is this going to cost or pay a producer as they move toward a relationship with a veterinarian?
I definitely believe it's going to pay. I hate that it's a directive that's came down and that it's regulated. Mm-hmm. You know, I think some of these things we need to create on our own, that we create these relationships and do it, because we really want to affect, you know, the bottom line, the producer, and reach that, you know, through that process. And there's no shortcuts to success. We've got to go in there and do it right. Pay attention to detail. And to do that and everything, we need to have a really good relationship with not only our veterinarian, but the nutritionist, and tie them all together for a balanced program. Because if we sat there and we got a producer, nutritionist, and a veterinarian, we got a three-legged stool, and that thing will balance. But if you kick a leg out from under it, it's not going to work, and we're going to have problems, and it's going to cost us dearly.
Dr. L.D. Barker, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.